hot water here on the space station, and then we wipe ourselves with these towels, and it feels just like a shower. Over. We have a couple of ways to get water. The easiest way is to get it from the ground. Every now and then we get spacecraft that carry water to us. But also we recycle 95% of the water on board. That includes our urine, our sweat, and our and the condensation. Over. Really fun. It's a lot of work because we work every day, every single day we work, but it's a lot of fun because we get to float and be weightless, and it's amazing. You never get used to it. It's always surprising and beautiful. So it's like, to me, it's like a dream, but it's also better because you never have to wake up. Over. Biggest thing that we do up here is science. We have 5 different labs on the space station and over 300 experiments on board. They range from physiology to biology to fluid physics to chemistry, engineering materials, all kinds of combustion, you name it, we have it. 300 experiments every about 6 months. And the thing is that these experiments done in microgravity bear very different results compared to the science that we do on Earth. Over. This is pressurized, so just like an airplane, when you fly over 10,000 feet, you need to be pressurized so that you can breathe. And the same thing, on the ISS, we have a pressurized modules, and we create the atmosphere by regenerating our oxygen, scrapping the carbon dioxide, and trying to keep it clean. Over. Ongoing about exactly that. We believe that there is a slight difference in perceptual time, and it's due to the fact that we have about 16 sunrise and sunset every day here on board the space station, and that changes your perception of life on board. Over. So everybody does a little bit differently, and we have 2.5 hours set aside for exercise, including personal hygiene. The way I do it, I try to get up really, really early so that I get 2.5 full hours of exercise, 1.5 hours of weightlifting, and 1 hour of aerobic running or cycling. Over. You're not coming clean anymore. Can you guys ask the question again? There are many, many effects on the human body in space. The biggest one is that the shift of fluids. They tend to go towards the upper body of the upper body. The way you feel, you have a cold. But it goes away after a couple of months, but we are still studying that. Over. This is Oscar Romeo for ISS. I do not copy you very well. Go ahead with the question. Hello. When we don't work, we try to look up pictures to relax. We call it usually the best thing that we can do is communicate with the ground and take pictures and try to enjoy life on board. Over. Go ahead with the question. I've always wanted to be an astronaut. I didn't know that it was possible to be one, but all my life I studied toward that goal. I became a pilot with the idea of becoming an astronaut. I was a combat pilot, then a test pilot, and then I was selected as an astronaut when I was about 33 years old. So you could say that I dreamed all my life to do exactly what I'm doing right now. Over. I think I miss the human touch of my daughters, you know, the hugging, the contact, the warmth of human contact. Over. Bad if you don't exercise and you don't take care of your body, because unfortunately it affects all of our systems. It can make our muscles go weak, and it will make our bones go really fragile. Over. Alpha Sierra Lima, this is Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, can you read me? Lima, this is Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, if you can read me, I cannot read you. It's been a pleasure talking to all of you, and thank you for your time and your questions.